This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Christmas in July being dampened a little bit, not by snow, but by some rain here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We're going to try and play some baseball tonight, though. This Friday night ball game between the Woodpeckers and the Charleston River Dogs delayed tonight, hoping to get off the ground by about 9 o'clock p.m. And we're glad to welcome you inside the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hi, everybody. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey with you out of the All-Star break. All of Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball hitting pause for about a four-day window. So the Woodpeckers are well-rested and back at home after last week's series on the road in North Augusta, South Carolina, where they split a six-game set against the Augusta Green Jackets. So great to have Colin back in the broadcast booth as well. Colin, good to see you. How was the break for you, sir?
Yeah, it was good. Unfortunately, the weather was a lot better on the other side of the break than it was here. I mean, we were blessed with some really good weather over the previous three homestands. Not the case here, but hey, it was great to see the Woodpeckers, you know, play some really good baseball down the stretch of the first proverbial first half. Of course, we're well into the second half now with the way the minor league schedule is shaped up. But that Augusta series right before the break, it was really good to see this offense take a huge step forward. I mean, you look at all the categories offensively, batting average, runs scored, on-base percentage. They're shooting up the ranks in all those. Fourth now in the league. They've eclipsed 400 runs on the season. And it's really great to see a team that has shown some really strong offense throughout the season hit their stride for an extended period of time. They're still very much in this mix right now in the South Division, 4.5 games back of these Charleston Dogs. And all it takes is three wins, and you are right back on their tails with still plenty of baseball left. Plenty of baseball left, too, at Segra Stadium, where the Woodpeckers have played the best of their games this season.
Yeah, they do have a good home record this year, 20-19 Fayetteville inside the home ballpark tonight. Home game number 40, still 27 home games to play on the regular season schedule. And these three, as you mentioned, profile as big ones for the Woodpeckers as they try and make up ground, currently 4.5 games back of these Charleston River Dogs, 14-6 in the second half of play. Prior to tonight's ball game, we did go down to the manager's office, talk with Ricky Rivera about the importance of this series and just how the guys get out of the four-day rest window to get back up to game speed. We talk about that much, much more with Ricky Rivera, who is hunting win number 100 in his managerial career tonight. We'll step aside for a quick pause. On the other side, come back with the skipper, Ricky Rivera. Our pregame conversation, tonight's delayed start, about 2 hours, scheduled for a seven-inning ball game to begin at 9 o'clock p.m. between the Woodpeckers and the River Dogs. You're tuned in to the Woodpeckers pregame show live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
There's no better place to spend your Thursday nights in the Ville than Segra Stadium this Woodpecker season. Quench your thirst on Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday home game with $4 16-ounce brews and $2 Pepsi products all night long. Head to the ballpark early for live music on select Thursday nights beginning at 5 p.m. at Healy's Bar. Start your weekend early all summer long at Segra Stadium's Thirsty Thursday, presented by Rock 103 FM. Visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome down inside the Woodpeckers clubhouse. We're in the manager's office with Fayetteville skipper Ricky Rivera coming out of the All-Star break. The Woodpeckers getting ready to take on the Charleston River Dogs for a quick three-game series here at home before heading on the road to Kinston. Ricky, been a minute since we did one of these sit-downs. Good to see you. And first of all, how was the little four-day kickback relax break for you?
We had a four-day break.
I know. I saw you at the office a little bit, so it turns out you didn't get the message.
No, it was good, man. It's good. I know it was good, especially for the guys, you know, get home, some of them, see their families, girlfriends, wife, you know, spend a little time away from the game, getting ready back for the, can't say the second half because the second half already started, but the second part of the season, you know, and hopefully bring a little bit of that opening day energy and stuff like that and carry that into the end of the season.
Yeah, I think, you know, that 6-day road trip in Augusta right before the All-Star break, it's inevitable for some guys to start, you know, getting into vacation mode a little bit, trying to kind of ease into the break. But overall, you guys have been playing about 500 baseball on the road for the most of the games in July. What have you liked about the guys? Just resiliency to keep with the routine, even though we haven't been at Segra Stadium all that much.
Well, I wasn't really happy with our effort last week in Augusta. But like you said, I mean, we were banged up. There was one game we only had 9 guys ready to play because Nooney was dealing with the thing in his hand. Nothing major. He's back in the lineup today. He's obviously been playing really well. But I think we let a couple games slide last week in Augusta that we could have had. But we also, I think, a pretty cool moment was that win we had in Kannapolis. You know, we get off a big lead, give it away. They take the lead. We take the lead late against, in my opinion, what is the best team in the league, you know, the most complete team in the league, the team that won the first half on our side of the division. So it was cool to see the guys compete with that. Vibes feel a little different in a good way for these guys, and hopefully we can take advantage of playing at home, although we're playing an extremely hot and very talented team.
Yeah, this series against Charleston means a lot for the Woodpeckers. Go in trying to obviously grab 2 of 3 if you can, win a series, and try and inch your way up those South Division standings. Charleston, the first place team in the South Division over the second half of play. I know some guys had a chance to come back to the facility yesterday, just get some swings in and try and get back into the motion. But what's critical for today, just leading up to get guys back in game form after about a 4-day layoff?
Yeah, we got to have a full practice, a full day where they do their weight room stuff, they run, you know, like I've told them, you know, do whatever you want Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. By Thursday, you got to start getting ready. Wednesday night, Thursday, start getting ready, you know, because it picks up and it's not like we're going into spring training and to then playing. Luckily enough, 4 days off is not going to hurt anybody. I don't think it's going to put them back in terms of pitch count, swing count, workload, any of that stuff. But today's extremely important, you know, for me, especially in the series, is to punch first, you know, to come out there and, you know, play with a little bit more energy than them. Coming off a break, everybody's a little bit relaxed and stuff like that. I want to push the guys today. I might be a little bit stricter in practice, kind of just, you know, I really want to push the energy and effort piece today. Obviously, there's going to be errors and physical stuff because we've been off for 4 days. We haven't seen a ground ball or a pitch thrown at us. But the controllables should be the key today.
Couple of guys I wanted to touch on that were hot going into the All-Star break, Jackson Nezu and Chase Jaworski. First with Jackson, he crossed over the 100 strikeout mark when we were in Augusta last week, and it's just another line of Woodpeckers starting pitchers that are leading the league in strikeouts. You know, last year you had Trey Dombrowski, Jose Fleury, those guys right atop the team, and this year Nezu's basically an automatic 8-9 punch outs each time he goes out there. Now your confidence level with him as a manager at this point, every 5 days or so when you put him out there, is where?
Yeah, so Nezu didn't have the start of the season that he wanted to. Obviously, he was paired up with Pecco, so like even when he pitched good, it seemed like it wasn't good enough for him personally, just because Pecco was putting up ridiculous numbers for a whole month here, you know, being the pitcher of the month for us. I think he was in the Carolina League, I think so, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, in May.
Nezu's came around, man. He's throwing the ball well. Velo's climbed up a little. He was a little cash his last outing. It was hot. He pitched twice last week, 3 times in the last, I think it was like 12 days. Really found something with a splitter where he can throw it to both sides of the plate. It's platoon neutral. And I think that's opened up a complete new game for him because now he has something going north and south in his repertoire.
On top of that, on the offensive side of things, you know, Chase Jaworski's had a really nice little stretch here in July. He comes back from that minor finger injury. He dove into third base, jammed the finger up, missed 3 or 4 games. Since he's come back, he's slugging at his highest rate yet. He's picked up doubles all around different parts of the field and has been a really effective hitter for the Woodpeckers. What have you liked just about Chase's approach ever since coming back from that finger issue?
Well, like I've said before, Chase is fearless. So, like, Chase is not scared of anything. Sometimes he's dumb enough that he's, like he just plays and he doesn't know that he's facing a legit pitcher or he's in trouble or something like that. He just keeps playing, and I think that's what's going to make him great. Like, Chase is one of the most unique players I've ever coached with the Astros. Obviously, underdeveloped guy physically that played the game at a different speed, you know, had to tone him down instead of push him to play a little harder. Like, usually it's the other way around. So it's been, like, a super cool challenge for us as a coaching staff working with him. But Chase is, like, extremely coachable, a great teammate, good kid. He plays hard. And offensively, him and Kreshi have worked tirelessly. You know, eliminating that toe tap was huge for him early in the season. Now getting him, you know, better direction and posture through the baseball and stuff like that. He's good at listening, but he's even better at applying. And he's so, like I said, like, I hate to use the word dumb, but like fearless, where he doesn't worry too much about things he can't control. He'll just go and try it in games, and now things are like clicking for him.
I'm a blind competitor, if you will. Yeah. Just goes out there and does what he loves. Interesting catcher situation right now as well. Of course, Will Bush going up to Asheville to help with some of their open spots during the back half of that Augusta series. See whether or not, you know, Will ultimately comes back, helps solidify the catching core here. But right now you have Santander, Villarreal, who's kind of an all-over-the-diamond player for you guys all of a sudden as well. But how do you kind of see the catching position shaping up here, just at least over the three-day weekend while you guys get through these home games?
Yeah, well, VL will catch today. Victor Diaz will catch tomorrow, and we'll see. We'll play by ear the rest of the way. Obviously, we have two, three catchers. Santander hasn't caught in a while. I don't plan on putting him back there unless it's an emergency situation. Mm-hmm. But if we're in an emergency situation with Santander catching, that means Magic might have to suit up to be our backup catcher because we are fresh out of those. But right, they'll get through it. I think with the four-day break, they took care of their bodies, especially I know Villa did. Villa's been here the whole time, and I saw him yesterday. He came in for a little optional workout, and he looked good. So should be ready to go.
Last thing, Ricky, just wanted to touch on what you'll be doing in the offseason as well. While we were on the road, it was announced that you'll be a manager in the Puerto Rico Winter Leagues this year, a really cool opportunity for you to return back to where you grew up and work with Puerto Rican ball players, also some American professional ball players. Quickly, if you could, just tell us about the team, where exactly you'll be coaching in Puerto Rico, and just the structure of the roster and what types of players you'll be bringing in.
Yeah, so I'm taking over. I'm blessed with the opportunity. Roberto Alomar, Hall of Famer, obviously hired me as his manager for the winter ball team in San Juan, obviously the capital of Puerto Rico. So it'll be pretty cool to be back home coaching, not just coaching, but managing a team at my young age. It's going to be a different challenge when we're so focused on development and stuff like that. Like, I heard Omar Lopez say it yesterday, who's also going to be managing in that league, but he said yesterday, you know, being in the minor leagues and being so focused on development is like you're getting a degree in baseball, and then once you go into those competitive environments, whether it's winter ball, MLB, overseas, or whatever it is, it's your post-grad program. You know, you're continuing to learn how to place the development piece into play for the guys and prioritizing them, but now you have to win. You know, like, now you're getting paid to win, which is a cool part, you know, especially being in the minor leagues. Like, I want to win, you know me. Like, I'm a competitor. I pinch hit. I don't care what level I'm in. I pinch run. I try to put my guys in the best position for them to succeed, to help the team. So I don't think it's going to be much different from that point, but I'm going to be coaching way older kids, and the roster construction will be a little tricky. We were super young last year, that team was. Me taking it over this year with Alex Cintrone, our MLB hitting coach, being the GM, we're going to try to build a roster where we can play the way that we want to play, and try to compete every inning without setting any major expectations or goals. The team won 11 games last year out of 40, so I don't plan on just winning 11, but I don't plan on putting any expectations or extra pressure on the guys. I just want them to go out there freely and play, and if they fail, it's because of me, not because of them.
Yeah, well, that was another reason you didn't fully get to kick back during the All-Star break. I know you had to take a number of phone calls as well, just communicating with folks down in Puerto Rico and working towards getting that roster built. But obviously, just short of 50 games to go here. The Woodpeckers schedule. Good luck tonight, Ricky, and the rest of the way. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Chappie.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for a magical night full of wizards, wands, and baseball. Sacred Stadium hosts Harry Potter Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the Woodpeckers host the Kannapolis Cannonballers. What team will you be on? Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, or Gryffindor? The first 1,000 fans in attendance will receive a voucher when arriving to pick a house cap up of their choice. Then fireworks following the game presented by Q98. It's a spellbounding night in downtown Fayetteville, Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Welcome back to Sagres Stadium. This is the Woodpeckers pregame show, late night edition, about a two-hour weather delay tonight in downtown Fayetteville, but we are going to attempt to find a window here. The Woodpeckers and the Charleston Riverdogs get going out of the All-Star break. First game of a three-game weekend set against the first-place Riverdogs and the third-place Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey back with you in the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth. Tonight, Colin, a good pitching matchup. We'll see how long these starters last. You know, there is a little bit more weather in the radar that we're continuing to monitor. Right-hander Enger Garcia, who's on a dominating scoreless streak right now, coming out of the All-Star break. Right-hander Elaine Pena, who's been one of the Woodpeckers' best, at least for however many innings here at the start, these two are going to try and go toe-to-toe.
And this is kind of the two arms, I'd say, that both managers want on the mound, guys that can control the zone, that can throw strikes, because when you have this heavy mist that we have going on right now, it's not anything, you know, torrential, but enough to definitely impact a guy's command on the mound. You want to have someone who can be able to throw strikes, and Elaine Pena, a good example of a guy who can do just that. Three strikeouts for every one walk, so I think the goal early on in this game is just to get it over the plate. We know that these two offenses are capable of putting up big numbers, but right now you just don't want to allow that job to be easier early on. But again, I don't know what to expect out of this matchup. We've already delayed a couple of hours. The rain is still very much a factor right now. The field looks like it's in pretty good shape, so a big shout-out to our grounds crew. But it feels like an unprecedented time because we've had really great weather throughout downtown Fayetteville all year long.
Yeah, we've been on a nice little stretch of about a month and a half of not having to touch that tarp. Made it through the whole 12-game homestand, the July 3rd series without rolling out the tarp, but the rain started to come down about 7 o'clock tonight, and the tarps ultimately left the field. And now this Friday crowd lets out a little bit of a cheer because the Woodpeckers are getting ready to take the diamond. Roster move for you before the start of today's series. The Woodpeckers activating Wander Luciano, the infielder off of the development list. Luciano, the Florida Complex League Player of the Year in 2023. Got out to a pretty quick start in April, went cold in May. Astros put him on the development list for about a month, so he's been working in the cages, fine-tuning his swing. And tonight activated for the Woodpeckers, batting second and playing out at third base. And with that, let's go ahead and bring you the starting lineups. First with the visiting Charleston Riverdogs. They're 41-44, 14-6 in the second half. First place team in the second half in the Carolina League South Division. Narciso Polanco leads it off tonight. He'll play at third. Adrian Santana, the shortstop, is second. And John Diaz, the center fielder, hits third. Angel Mateo out in right. He'll bat fourth. Noah Myers, the five-hitter, is in left field. Anderson Delgado, he's the catcher, batting sixth. Radelis Martinez, seventh. Carlos Colmenar is eighth. And a Dallas Paguero, the designated hitter for the Charleston Riverdogs, rounds it out. Charleston led by second-year skipper Sean Smedley, who led the club to their third straight Carolina League championship in 2023. Meanwhile, the Woodpeckers starters, let's bring you those. Alejandro Nunez leads it off. He'll DH. Wander Luciano hits second and is returned to the lineup. He bats second, plays over at third. Kenny Gomez, the center fielder, is third. Hansel Villarreal, the catcher, hits cleanup. Chase Jaworski, fifth. Cesar Hernandez, sixth. And the 7-9, Neomar Ochoa Jr., Juan Santander, and Alberto Hernandez. Fayetteville Woodpeckers hunting win number 40 of the regular season tonight. 39-48, the overall record. 10-11 in the second half of play. It's currently sitting in third place, 4.5 games out of first in the Carolina League South Division, led by second-year skipper Ricky Rivera, who tonight will chase his 100th career victory at the helm of the Woodpeckers. 60 last year, 39 this year. One win away from the century mark for the Fayetteville skipper. Woodpecker starters have been introduced. The right-hander Elaine Pena jogs out to the mound. He will get the start tonight against right-hander Engert Garcia. Pena 3-1 with a 3.30 ERA. Garcia 3-4 with a 3.23 ERA. All right, it's about time for baseball. A little over 2 hours of delay. Now let's send it down to field level for the singing of the national anthem. First pitch comes up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
National anthem. Please welcome Mark Williams.
Hey, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Let's hear it for Mark Williams and tonight's Sheets Field of Dreams teams, the Hope Mills Woodpeckers.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And Cole, right one, right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved. He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back. Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Peckers baseball is live on the air. We are ready to go from the Czar Law Firm broadcast booth. Broadcasting live from downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. And the All-Star break officially comes to a close now after about a two-hour-plus rain delay. Little bit of a drizzle still in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Alain Pena finally gets ready to take the mound. Pena, the righty out of Mexico, 21-year-old, 3-1 record and a 3.30 ERA on the year, 17 games, 10 starts, 71 total innings with 23 walks allowed and 75 total strikeouts. Pena gets the ball after waiting it out in the clubhouse. Can't be easy for the two starters tonight, anticipating their chance to get out there to the hill to find a way to kill some time, but we're going to play some late-night baseball. Tonight's ball game scheduled for a seven-inning contest because of the long delay. We are monitoring some weather patterns still approaching the Fayetteville area as well, so fingers crossed, let's play some ball, try and get it in. It is a damp and humid night in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, but hopefully won't provide too many grip issues for the Fayetteville starters. Pena ready to go. He was last on the mound pre-All-Star break against the Augusta Green Jackets on July 11th, where he went five scoreless, Colin. And if you scrap a game in Kannapolis where he had some defensive issues behind him, then he's pretty much putting together a scoreless July.
Yeah, it was a tough break that he had in Kannapolis with that seventh inning where balls were dropping left and right in the dim lights. But big test for him against the Charleston lineup that has really picked it up in the second half. And Fayetteville, golden opportunity to really make some noise in the second half of the big series against the River Dogs.
Thanks again for being with us on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. First pitch of the night is out, and it's called a strike on the high outside corner. Friday night crowd, which has been very patient, we appreciate them, lets out an applause. And we're officially underway tonight at 9:09 p.m. Late night baseball in downtown Fayetteville. Here comes the nothing and one pitch to the Charleston leadoff man, Narciso Polanco. And he takes strike two. Home plate umpire is Sam Harris, and Cam Jones works the bases. The umps in the black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants tonight. Pena throws his 0-2, misses outside, and it's a ball and two strikes on Polanco. Polanco on the season batting .236 over 60 games, three home runs, 20 RBIs, and 32 total walks. Swings away, hits a high fly out into the left center field alleyway. Hernandez drifts back all the way onto the rim of the warning track, and he puts it away for the first out of our ball game. So Polanco gives it a good ride, falls short in left. Adrian Santana will step in, and let's work around the defense for Fayetteville once again tonight behind the starter, Elaine Pena.
Yep, that's Hernandez out in left field, Kenny Gomez in center, and Omar Ochoa Jr., the right fielder. Welcome back to the lineup, Wander Luciano. He's at third. Chase Jaworski, the shortstop. Alberto Hernandez at second base. Juan Santander at first. And Hansel Villarroel doing the catching for Pena.
And now it's the switch hitter, Adrian Santana. He bats from the left side and takes a fastball right in the outer reaches of the zone for strike one. Santana and then John Diaz. Next pitch misses low and inside on Santana. He's hitting .223 on the year. 69th game of the season tonight. Does not have a home run, but 11 doubles, a pair of triples, and 29 runs driven in. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and lined out into right center field. Ochoa was playing over towards the gap. He'll quickly scoop it up and fire back onto the infield. A one-out single to give Charleston their first base runner in this top of the first inning. The Woodpeckers are in the whites tonight for our radio audience tuning in. Black ball caps, the home white uniform. Woodpeckers in white script outlined in black across the chest. A black numeral and nameplate outlined in red on the back. Black belts with white pants and a black pinstripe down the side of the pant leg. Here's John Diaz batting left. First pitch to him, taken for a strike on the low outside corner. Pena went with a first pitch curve. Charleston, meanwhile, they're in the Holy City Navy Blues, a navy blue ball cap with the River Dog logo on the front. Holy City, the nickname of Charleston, in white outlined in yellow on the front of that navy jersey. Runners going, pitches outside. Villarroel's throw down is in time. Chase Jaworski drops the tag on Adrian Santana. He tried to swim move around the tag, but the throw got there well in front of Adrian Santana. He was out by plenty.
And that's a perfect pitch to throw on if you're Hansel Villarroel. I don't know if that was by design, whether it was a pitch out, but it certainly looked like it. Way outside to a left-handed batter, and perfect transfer. Wasn't the best jump for Santana either, and no rust behind the plate for Villarroel despite 4 days off of the break.
And it is a damp night. You can see Santana really stick in the dirt on his way to second base. He didn't quite glide on that slide. Here's a soft hit line drive out into right field. Ochoa closing in. It falls right out in front of him. And another single out into right field puts Diaz aboard, but the runner caught stealing will help Pena's cause. Man at first, two outs for Angel Mateo.
Just really monitoring this weather. It feels like the rain's picking up a little bit. If it just kind of stays like this, I think we'll be okay. But again, that infield will take on a lot of moisture as the night goes on. Certainly have to keep that in mind, though, if you're running the bases.
Mateo into the right side, holds the hands up high, takes a high fastball for ball one. Elaine Pena with a five-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup. Also the slider and the cut fastball, so two different variations of the fastball. But he doesn't throw all that hard, locates well, but will top out at about 92. Brings home a slider and gets the foul off from Mateo. 1-1 the count.
And you have to wonder if this weather will impact sequencing between him and Villarroel. Will we see him throw that slider less? Will we see him maybe use the cut fastball a little bit more just to reduce the risk of wild pitches?
And he's already gone to the rosin bag a couple of times just to grip up the right pitching hand. Spins around, throws to first on a pickoff attempt, and John Diaz gets back in there safely. Angel Mateo, the right fielder, big right-handed batter. Mateo stands 6'2", weighing in at 190 pounds, but probably north of 200 now. Here's the pitch. It misses inside. Villarroel delivers another strike down the middle of the diamond to get Diaz sliding in. Hansel Villarroel, defensive MVP of this first inning. Throws out a pair of Charleston River Dogs trying to steal. And we head to the bottom of the first. Woodpeckers grab the bats. Nunez, Luciano, and Kenny Gomez are coming to the plate when we return to downtown Fayetteville.
bird in the world. It's Bunker. Let's make some noise for Bunker. Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3, 1, 2, 3. On the mound for the River Dogs, Engbert Garcia.
We are underway, about 2 hours, 10 minutes delayed tonight. 7-inning ball game due to the weather that has pushed us back, but trying to at least make this game official tonight. As the rain continues to come down, Alejandro Nunez stands into the box, gets ready to face Charleston starter Engbert Garcia. And on the first pitch, he misses up and outside with a fastball. It's 1-0. Nunez, Juaner Luciano, and then Kenny Gomez, top three of the order to get things started. Hansel Villarreal with a big defensive inning behind the plate in the top of the first, throwing out not one but two Charleston runners trying to steal second base. Low and outside fastball gets it to 2-0 on Alejandro Nunez, DHing today. Here's the motion and the pitch. Up and outside, it is 3-0. Luciano, of course, activated from the development list today, so getting ready to take his first at-bat in over a month. Garcia behind 3-0, brings it home. And Nunez sitting back watching another fastball, this time in the zone. 3 balls, 1 strike. Nunez has been one of the Woodpeckers' best hitters in July. He's jumped his season average to .258. Takes a pitch up and outside. That's ball 4, 5-pitch walk. To put Nunez aboard and get the first inning started for Fayetteville. Now it's Juaner Luciano standing in. Let's work around the Charleston defense.
I'm starting in the outfield. Noah Myers in left, John Diaz in center. Angel Mateo, the right fielder. Narciso Polanco over at third. Adrian Santana, the shortstop. Carlos Colmenares at second. Rodelis Martinez, the first baseman. Anderson Delgado doing the catching.
First pitch to Luciano. High fastball gets him swinging and missing. Nothing in one. First game for Luciano since June 23rd. That was when we were at home against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Nunez had Luciano had a tough month of June where he was going just 3 for 52 at the plate at the time. That was enough to have the Astros say, let's hit pause for a moment. Have Luciano work on the side, work in the batting cages, fine-tune some of the swings with his mechanic, some of the things with his mechanics. And now after working hard for the past month to get back into game action, he returns to the lineup. Behind nothing and two, Garcia out of the stretch, brings it home, misses up high, and it's reeled in by Delgado.
Of course, we know the upside there with Luciano, the 10 home runs last year in the FCL, and seen some tape measure shots from him this year, hitting .437 in Kannapolis that first road series against the Ballers.
Yeah, there's no denying that he has serious power in the barrel. Next pitch hit deep out into right, slicing towards the corner from Mateo, and it'll land fair. It hops off of the wall, getting to third. Nunez, the stop sign. Luciano into second base, and a double in his first at bat back with Fayetteville. Juaner Luciano connects, and that draws an applause out of all of his teammates. No doubt a smile from Fayetteville hitting coach Andrew Cresci down in the dugout as well, who's been working with Juaner for the past month.
And you know what's funny too, Chappie, we got a chance to talk with Ricky Rivera before play resumed tonight, and he said he wants to see him start hitting the ball towards left center, doesn't want to see him hit the ball the other way, benefits more from the pull. What does he do? He pokes it down the right field line for two bases. Hey, you'll take him any way you can get it.
Now here's Kenny Gomez, and the first pitch misses up and outside. Rain continuing to fall at a moderate pace, but the Woodpeckers have the offense churning right out of the gates, fighting through the weather. Garcia ready, and here he comes. Gomez fouls it straight back into the screen, and it's a one ball, one strike count. Kenny Gomez, one of the staples for the Woodpeckers all year long, coming out of the All-Star break batting 248 with 73 games played, 19 doubles. That's tied for the team lead, 5 home runs, 29 RBIs. The fastball missing outside, and it's 2-1. Second and third, the runners with nobody out. Charleston slightly shaded to the pole side of the lefty Gomez. And the 2-1 taken on the outside corner. It just missed, says Sam Harris, the plate umpire. Anger Garcia coming into today, riding a stretch of 13 and a third scoreless innings. Back-to-back six-inning scoreless starts. He's been having a dominating month of July. Gets a swing and miss by Gomez on the 3-1 and fills up the count. So that's scoreless stretch in a little bit of danger here. Garcia has not allowed an earned run since all the way back on June 25th. That was on the road in Augusta. Six scoreless innings against Myrtle Beach and Columbia since that point. 3-2 pitch. Gomez shoots it foul over our Zara Law Firm broadcast booth. Out of play. Stays full.
No surprise to see the defense back right now with nobody out, but I wonder if they do get Gomez here, do you bring the infield in? Because that is going to be a very soaked infield grass. Going to be tough to get a guy at the plate.
Yeah, no doubt. The ball might slow down a little bit on the infield and outfield today. Payoff pitch. This is hopped out towards second base, fielded by Colmenares. Nobody over at first. Garcia over to cover late. Everybody is safe. Garcia also just tweaked his ankle, stomping on first base. He's down on the ground. One run has come home. Nunez scores on the grounder. And the Woodpeckers lead 1-0. But now all the attention turns towards the injured Charleston starter. Anger Garcia might have slipped or come down awkwardly on first base as he tried to hustle over, and he's in some major pain. He's trying to flex his right leg.
Hate to see that. Yeah. Of course, you know, wet grounds out there will cause some issues, especially when you're running over full speed. And I think he just lost traction when he planted that foot on the base. A lot of moisture with this rain coming down, slipped, and he's back up to his feet, which is a good sign. And I know this River Dog staff, last thing they want to see right now is one of their top arms have an issue like that. And it was a play where it was hit perfectly for Gomez, far enough away to draw the first baseman Martinez away from the bag, but also far enough away where it didn't allow ample time for Garcia to get there and cover. So worked out well for the Woodpeckers. That's now three straight base runners to start this ball game on the offensive side. Get the middle of the order coming up as well. Good opportunity, but again, all that moisture only going to get worse as this night goes on. And again, hopefully Garcia able to continue.
Yeah, Levi Romero, he's the pitching coach out there, 23, and he has a radio walkie-talkie in his hand. He just radioed out towards the bullpen. And I think a message sent to that bullpen just to get an arm ready in case Garcia can't carry on any further. You know, on that play, Martinez, the first baseman, was off of the line. He was away from the bag trying to make a play, and that's what took him away from first base. Anger Garcia had to pick up the pace, and at least right now they have him walking back out towards the mound. And he may try and feel it out, see if he can continue to stay out there, throw a warm-up pitch or two. But right now he doesn't even have his glove on him. I'm not sure who has his glove right now. Maybe a teammate holding the glove, and he's just trying to flex that right leg.
Yeah, that right leg is the one you're pushing off with as a right-handed pitcher, and I think he's trying to see if he's able to do that. Of course, I'm not a professional baseball player, but there have been times when I was on the mound where, you know, you have an issue with your lower leg. It can really be a problem as far as not just generating power, but you need that for location as well. You want to push towards the plate, and he's starting to really fit. Yeah, he's walking off the mound. I think that's going to be it for him.
That'll be it.
Hate to see that.
The grounder towards second base officially scored a single, by the way. Kenny Gomez credited with an RBI single, and three batters in. The Woodpeckers have reached all three. They have a 1-0 lead. And Garcia's scoreless stretch comes to an end while he walks off with the athletic trainer. And the Charleston bullpen will have as much time as they need to get a new arm up and warming, but all of this will be happening while the rain continues to come down at a pretty moderate rate and soak the guys down on the diamond. So it's been a tough night out of the All-Star break. No doubt test your patience a little bit for both of those dugouts, but for Charleston, they will ask their bullpen to grab the majority of the outs today, 19 of the 21 in this 7-inning game. And we will step aside for a pause, tell you about the new Charleston reliever when we return. It is number 10, Seth Chavez. More on him in a moment. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball live from downtown Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, this pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know the North Carolina Education Lottery now has digital instants? Which means you can have instant fun and instant wins from your mobile device or computer. Register to play digital instants today for a whole new way to win. Now pitching for the River Dogs, number 10, Seth Chavez.
Throws on first and third, coming to the plate.
So Charleston has to make an injury substitution. Right-hander Seth Chavez takes over for the injured starter, Angered Garcia, slipped on the first base bag over to cover. And Hansel Villarreal will square off against the new righty. Chavez's first pitch misses a little bit low, kicks off to the right of Delgado. And the runner at first, Kenny Gomez, scampers down to second base. Call it a wild pitch on the pitch in the dirt. Chavez, he's 0-4 on the year, a 2.76 ERA. They'll ask him to pick up a chunk of outs here tonight. 23rd game out of the Charleston pen, and over 29 and a third innings, 12 walks, 26 strikeouts. Pitching through the elements with the rain still coming down. Whole Charleston infield plays on the cut of the grass. Ground ball, it's up the middle and squeezing out into center field. Luciano in from third, they're waving Gomez around. Diaz comes up throwing towards second, a two-run single. Four batters in, it's 3-0 Woodpeckers. Patience rewards.
Small sample size, Chappie, but it's safe to say this offense has made the trip out of the All-Star break. After that strong week in Augusta, everyone just coming up, taking their hacks. We saw Nunez show some patience with all the moisture out there against Garcia. And then since then, nothing but aggressiveness at the plate, and it has paid off.
Well, Friday night crowd, those who have stuck out the weather, they've got their umbrellas up, but enjoying what they're seeing. Four up, three runs in, and now here's the five-hitter, lefty Chase Jaworski, taking high on the first pitch, 1-0 against Seth Chavez. Middle infield double play depth. Polanco plays shallow at third. The pitch. Jaworski takes a changeup just outside. Chavez is a 6'4" right-hander, 24-year-old, originally born in Tucson, Arizona. went to college at the University of Kentucky and played for the Wildcats. The 2-0 pitch and a fastball called to strike right on the low outside edge. 2-1 on Chase. Jaworski, another one of those woodpeckers out to his best stretch at the plate this season in July. Jaworski now batting .241. Tonight his 70th game played, 19 doubles and 4 home runs. Changeup missing up and outside. 3-1 now on Jaworski. Chase tied for the team lead with Kenny Gomez, those 19 doubles. In this inning, a pair of singles and the Luciano double. 3-1 pitch. And a fastball squares up the middle of the zone, called strike two. So full count on Chase. Another lefty and Cesar Hernandez standing on deck. Woodpeckers seeing these River Dogs for the first time since early April, the first full homestand of the year, back in town for a second time. Jaworski cuts through the 3-2. A fastball gets him, strike three. And finally, the River Dogs have their first out on the board. The one gone as Chase heads back to the dugout. It brings Cesar Hernandez up to the plate. River Dogs had to deal with some weather on Sunday before the All-Star break as well, so they've been unlucky when it comes to the forecast. They had their game against Columbia suspended, the series conclusion on Sunday, and then get delayed 2+ hours here in Fayetteville. And again, tonight's ball game scheduled for a shortened 7 innings. Both the clubhouses coming to an agreement on that after the long delay. Cesar Hernandez ahead 1-0. Chavez out of the stretch, fires. And a fly ball lifted down the left field side, tailing towards foul territory and into the netting. One ball and one strike to count on the Cuba product. Cesar Hernandez, he's batting .246 over 62 games. .319 on base percentage, 8 doubles, a pair of home runs, and 26 RBIs. He's also second on the team with 23 stolen bases. Villarreal off of first after his 2-run single into center. Next pitch in on the fists and shot foul over towards that third base dugout. That got into the well. I think everybody's all right down there. One ball, two strikes on Cesar Hernandez. Coming off a 6-for-22 trip on the road in Augusta, he chases a pitch low, and that's strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Seth Chavez. And he's avoided any damage to his ERA. The 2 runs coming home on the Villarreal single. Those go against Enger Garcia. So a tough night for the River Dogs starter, who not only suffers the injury, but also surrenders 3 earned runs on 2 hits and does not record an out. Neomar Ochoa Jr. now takes the pitch low. And it's 1-0. Ochoa, the 7-hitter, out in right field today. Neomar was pretty quiet at the plate prior to the break. Went 1-for-17 against Green Jackets pitching. Did have 5 walks, but also struck out 8 times in the set. Next pitch hit softly on a line towards the middle and backhanded by Coleman Ares as he cut to his right and makes the catch behind the second base bag. So a long inning comes to a close. Woodpeckers put 3 on the board in the opening inning. Battling through the rain, they're out in front 3-0 as we go to the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Log on now by selecting hashtag Go Segra. Down Santa Claus Lane, Dixon and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling. Take a look at the video board. These 2 lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. There they are. Show us those tumblers. Hey, show us those tumblers. All right, so cool.
You're as cold as ice.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Alain Pena. Leading off the top of the second inning for the River Dogs, the right fielder, number 34, Angel Mateo.
Alain Pena returns to the mound out in front with a 3-0 lead. He'll face Angel Mateo, who was at the plate in the top of the first before John Diaz was thrown out at second trying to steal. Sits back and takes strike one from Pena, the right-hander out of Mexico. Winds and fires, and a deep fly struck out into right center field. Ochoa sprinting back. You have Gomez back there as well. Lunges up at the warning track. It pops in and out of his glove. Ochoa scoops it up on the track. He'll fire onto the infield. Gomez can't believe he lost that ball. He was down on the seat of his pants for a while in disbelief. And he had that right in the palm of his glove. Fighting through a little bit of a breeze, the rain as well. It's tough elements to make a play on, and almost made a spectacular grab. It'll go for a double for Mateo.
Yeah, he got a glove on it. Got all the way out there, and wonder if the moisture might have knocked it down a little bit. It's a River Dogs team that doesn't have a whole lot of power in their line, but Mateo can get into one. He did, and Kenny just missed coming down without one. Would have been a highlight reel play.
Now the lefty, Noah Myers, playing out in left field tonight. First pitch, misses up high, gets by Villarreal. He plays the ricochet and throws high out into left field. Mateo gets to his feet, runs down the third base line, and scores. Villarreal, who's thrown out a pair of runners already, tried to play the comebacker and fire out the runner advancing, but I think he had a clean grip. You can see the rain on his arm, on his hand, and just slipped, missed up high, and even rubs that hand in the dirt to try and grab a little bit of grip. Noah Myers now hits with the bases empty, a 3-1 Woodpeckers lead, as Charleston quickly cuts into the deficit, turns it to a two-run game. Myers now in a 1-1 count. Pena's pitch framed on the outside corner, just missed, 2-1.
And normally, you want to see a catcher try to make that play, just not the time to kind of gamble with all the wet weather on the grass, just really difficult play to make by anybody.
Curveball called a strike. Pena still able to snap off the breaking ball. Been using the rosin bag a little bit to chalk up the hand. Looks in and offers the 2-2. Low outside fastball fills it up. Myers had a good series before the All-Star break against Columbia. He hit over 500, went 7 for 12. He walked five times, doubled, drove in three runs. He was River Dogs' top hitter over that final stretch. 3-2 payoff. Myers takes a breaking ball, low and in, ball four. Didn't miss by much. Pena was working the edges, gives up his first walk of the day. And the first two River Dogs in this second inning have reached base. Tying run comes to the plate in Anderson Delgado.
It's actually four straight batters that have now reached against Pena after he got the flyout to begin the ball game. He's gotten those two big throws from Hansel Villarreal. Definitely trying to miss some more bats, but he kind of went on the other end of the meter there against Myers.
Bluff down at first. Delgado fouls away the first pitch and starts behind nothing and one. First look at Delgado for Fayetteville pitching. He was not on their roster in early April. Where's the blue ringed socks up high today? And here's the 0-1. It misses just outside. Delgado with 9 doubles over his first 26 games with the River Dogs. So he has been a quick contributor. He was added to the roster on June 4th.
Signed by the Rays out of Venezuela back in 22.
Infield shaded to pull. Here's the pitch. And a changeup misses up and outside. Delgado gets ahead. 2 balls and a strike.
And Chappie, I'm interested to see if River Dogs continue to run here. They've been thrown out twice, but this is a team that leads the Carolina League in stolen bases by a large amount.
Yeah, moderate lead down at first. Myers not going. The pitch is just inside. Breaking ball missed for Pena. Falls behind 3-1. Rodelis Martinez is standing in the on-deck circle. Luciano well off of that line. Defensively, Luciano was really solid for the Woodpeckers over at third base. They'll love to have his strong arm and glove back on the hot corner. There's a strike by Pena. And fills up the count on Anderson, 3-2. Woodpeckers are riding a little bit light on their roster. They have 26 active players right now after the promotions of Will Bush and Yamal Encarnacion up to High A Asheville last week. Payoff pitch is just outside. So Pena has not had big misses, just off of the edges, and he gives up his second straight walk to put two on, tying men aboard for Rodelis Martinez, and still nobody out in the top of the second inning.
You know, anytime you have an opportunity to score is big. You see the rain really starting to pick up, but
yep.
In a seven-inning game, that kind of increases by double. You know, the River Dogs itching to cash in here and see if they can try to pull back even.
First pitch to the lefty Martinez. Low and outside. Pena's velo is still there. He's 92-93 right now, so right at the top end of the velo. That was the four-seam fastball. You try and use the cutter as much as you can as well, but on a rainy night, might rely a little more heavily on the straight grip with the four-seam. Pitch a called strike. There's the slider, and it goes to 1-1. Rodelis Martinez on the season is batting .229. He's playing in his 57th game of the year tonight. .298 on base percentage as well, with three home runs and 31 driven in. Force at all bases, nobody out. Myers at second, Delgado at first. 3-1 Fayetteville. The 1-1 pitch is tipped foul to the screen. And Pena gets ahead of ball and two strikes. In a seven-inning game, you don't need as much length out of your starter. Of course, as in a nine-inning game, all the same rules still qualify with wins, losses, got to go five innings. But I believe it would be Hudson Leach behind Pena today. And ideally, the Woodpeckers will hope to get three or four out of Elaine. 30 pitches on the day, the 1-2. Is up the middle, fielded by Jaworski, right on top of second, a quick throw to first, and there's a double play. Myers gets to third, but a huge momentum swinger for Pena. Two quick outs, and that'll put the tying run back at the plate.
It's unlucky there for Martinez. The worst spot you could have hit that ground ball, other than maybe third base, but Jaworski just had to pick it up in stride, and he could plant off of that second base bag to make the throw, and he didn't even have to throw it that hard. I think we got a pitch clock violation called. Perhaps. Might have just been a reset.
There's Carlos Colmenares with the man down at third. First pitch coming home. A wraparound slider just missing outside to the lefty.
I think it was just a reset.
Yeah, I think the home plate umpire just twirled the finger. Sam Harris behind the plate. Cam Jones on the bases. He's behind the mound. 1-0 pitch. Outside again. Two balls and no strikes. Colmenares is a 189 hitter. 69th game of the season tonight. He's got a home run, 28 RBIs, and a .333 on base percentage. Myers down at third. One run home in the Charleston second on the throwing error. 2-0 pitch. A fastball is in there for a called strike. It's been a mixed night for Villarreal already. He's thrown out a pair of runners, but also cost the Woodpeckers a run. Firing that throw out into left. Here comes the 2-1 home. And a breaking ball tipped foul into the glove. Villarreal hangs on to it. And now Pena a strike away from keeping the River Dogs to just a single run in this second inning. Jaworski, who just turned that double play a moment ago, stays up the middle of the diamond against another lefty. The 2-2 pitch is just high. Pena and the whole infield took a step towards the dugout. And he's not been missing by wide margins. He has the two walks in this inning, but just a little high, just a little outside. Working right off the corners, so some good takes by Charleston. With two outs, the 3-2 payoff. Got him swinging. Fastball right down the middle, and Pena wins the battle. Strands a runner down at third, allows just the one unearned run on the throwing error. And we head to the bottom of the second. Rain really coming down now. Woodpeckers lead by a 3-1 score.
All right, fans, you know what time it is. It's time for T-shirts.
Get on your feet for the Brian Hunter T-shirt toss. Make some noise.
Well, the rain, the rain falling harder than at any other point tonight. You can see it dumping down on Charleston reliever Seth Chavez, who's called into this game on short notice after Enger Garcia, the starter, was injured. And Juan Santander will try and fight it out at the plate as well. Ricky Rivera, you could tell, was trying to plead with the umpire crew to hit pause on the game during the half-inning break, but two sides trying to fight through it. There is a little bit of a window on the radar between 10 o'clock and 10:45. Where the weather is likely to let up. So I think that's what they're trying to push through right now. Just a matter of whether the field conditions can hold up. 1-0 pitch to Santander is taken on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1.
It's hard to find a field in the Carolina League that drains better than the one here at Segra Stadium, but all the moisture that's been dumping down, there will be a tipping point.
1-1 pitch. Santander with a ground ball pulled through the left side. That's by the reach of Santana. Santander comes up with a base hit, already the fourth for the Woodpeckers, first time through the order. Leadoff man aboard now for Alberto Hernandez. You have Alejandro Nunez in the hole. And for Woodpeckers' sake, the weather conditions are not great, but they're still finding a way to come up with swings through the wind and the rain. Hernandez, the final man to step to the plate, starting nine, facing Chavez. And on the first pitch, a strike is in there at 91 miles an hour. Alberto Hernandez hit a home run last week in Augusta, but that was his only hit of the series. He went 1-for-16 in the set. Takes the pitch low, and it's 1-1. Comes in batting .184 on the season. Pair of home runs and 19 RBIs, 36 total hits in a 288 on base percentage for the infielder out of Cuba. Chavez, the bell tie set, and the 1-1. Runner's going. Here's a ground ball out towards short, collected by Santana. Tries to flip to second. Nothing there. The turn to first is in time. So Santana wanted to get the double play going. Santander breaking on the pitch and attempting to steal. Got him into second in time. And just the one out at first. Man at second, one gone for the top of the order in Alejandro Nunez.
And the rare 6-4-3 putout.
At first, yep.
That's why you run the hit and run right there. Santander, not the fastest guy, although he had us fooled on Sunday last week with the inside the park home run, but smart to slide in. Made sure to get there safely and forced just the one out.
Nunez fouls away the first pitch, breaking ball right at the feet of Delgado. And does not nothing in one. Nunez has walked and scored. Came home in the three-run Fayetteville first inning. 3-1 Woodpeckers. Charleston got one back in the top of the second on a throwing error by Villarreal. That run ultimately unearned on Elaine Pena. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And a swing and miss by Nunez. Nothing in one.
Just a shout out to Chavez here. This is about as tough of a situation as to come into. You lose your starting pitcher due to injury. You're battling the elements. Quick warm up. It's doing about as well as you can.
Here's the pitch home, and it's fouled back. That run actually will be earned against Pena because the two walks happened after that, and then run would have come home on the 6-3 double play ball. So that run is earned on Pena. Over two innings, the two walks and a strikeout as well. Santander leading off of second base. Nunez in an 0-2 hole. Here comes the pitch, and he yanks it foul towards that on-deck circle, and he actually got a piece of his teammate, Wander Luciano. Luciano got to be feeling good, confident, and his return tonight doubled in his first trip back at the plate. Fly out into the right field corner that sparked that three-run rally. Seth Chavez, 6'4", righty, checks second base, straightens up, throws the 0-2, strikes out Nunez on a high inside fastball, and look out, Chavez nearly tumbling down the front of the mound. And he slipped a little bit on his way down, still got the result he was looking for, kind of shaking his head and having a quick word with the base umpire, digging some dirt out of his cleats as he goes to the spike on the downslope of the mound. Nunez strikes out. Two gone in the Fayetteville second. Here comes Wander Luciano, a chance to make another impact in this game early on. 1-for-1 with a double in his first game since late June. First pitch. Taken outside, called a strike though, right on the outside edge.
That's the last thing that Sean Smedley wants to see is Chavez slipping out there. Not to mention the injury for Garcia earlier, but they also have three guys that have been regulars in their roster this year on the injured list at the moment.
Here comes the 0-1. And it just missed. The low outside fastball. One ball and one strike on Luciano. Feel like you have to reintroduce him a little bit on the broadcast, even though he was a staple in the Woodpeckers lineup for the first couple months of the season. Born in January of 05, originally from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. International signing by the Astros in 2022 and had a huge breakout 2023 campaign. Astros Florida Complex League Player of the Year. Led that ball club in total home runs. And now with a refined swing, 2-1 pitch is a breaking ball called to strike. And look at this, Chavez slipped again. He fell down the front slope of the mound. Looks over at his dugout, shakes his head, and rubs off the palm on his pant leg. Trying to fight through the elements. 2-2 count on Luciano with two outs. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball bounced out towards shortstop, shuffling to his left Santana. Gloves throws to first in time, and that'll end the bottom of the second. Chavez strands a runner, Santander after the leadoff single. And through two innings on this rainy, damp Friday night, it's 3-1 Fayetteville.
Another one. All hail to the queen, Mary J.
It's time to guess that Christmas song. Let's go down to T. Bright with our contestant. Take it away, T.
All right, I am down here with Kat. Are you ready, Kat? And I've got little Nola here, too. So we've got a guest this song. So here we go. Hit it, maestro.
Is it playing?
It's playing.
Better watch out. You better not cry.
All right, which one is that one?
I'm telling you why.
Who's coming? All right, go ahead.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa! I know him. Yes. All right, here we go. Here's our next one. You ready, Nola? All right, what's that?
Jingle Bell Rock.
That's Jingle Bell Rock. Yes. All right. One more. We've got one more. Oh, that's. Can you pronounce it? Can you pronounce that one? Can y'all help her out? What is it? Carol of the Bells. That's not what I was thinking, but all right. There we go. Let's give it up for Kat, everyone, and Miss Nola. Back to you, Ray.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium, where moments ago, Elaine Pena started to fire some warm-up tosses. The umpires came together with team personnel and also the field coordinator, Eli Laney, and then they waved their hands up to the press box, and this game has been suspended tonight. The umpires officially waving their arms with the way the forecast is shaping up. Looks like there's going to be a lot more weather in the area, and this is something, unfortunately, that when we got going about half an hour ago, we knew might be in the cards. You sometimes cross your fingers and hope the rain forecast will break up a little bit, but with what's forecasted in the area right now, it looks like we will ultimately suspend this game and have to pick up at a later date, which would be tomorrow. Since we did get this game going today, it has to be completed before any other further games can be started, which means we're scheduled for extra baseball on Saturday night. And the umpires, again, they waved their arms in the air, so they have officially called this game tonight. Team General Manager Michelle Skinner, Manager Ricky Rivera, Sean Smedley, all talking with the two-man umpire crew, Cam Jones and Sam Harris, about how we want to go about this. But as you can see, if you're watching on MILB.TV, the front office is once again rolling out the tarp, and that's going to send all the patient fans probably to the exits tonight. Do, of course, thank the Fayetteville faithful for hanging around over a two-hour delay just to get started. But the weather just not going to cooperate on this Christmas in July Friday, and action will likely carry on later on into the weekend.
And the thing is, with these games like this in North Carolina, there's no right decisions to be made when you're trying to plan out how to proceed. You know, early on in hindsight, probably could have gotten the game started a half hour earlier, might have made a little bit of a difference, but ultimately I don't think we would have gotten five innings in regardless. So it's just an instance where you got to play it by ear, plain and simple. And you never know when that rain cell is going to pop up. You never know when that rain's really going to pick up. And unfortunately for tonight's festivities, it picked up and really didn't slow down. And I think it's possible that we probably could have stopped the game half an inning sooner. I saw what Chavez was dealing with on the mound, and this team was able to battle, get those outs, didn't allow any runs, get it into the third inning, and that's where we'll pick up play. But, hey, Chappie, at the very least, you know, we saw a really good attack from the Woodpeckers offense the first time through the order.
Yep.
That top four, Wander Luciano just plugged into the lineup and kind of fit like a glove. You know, Yoel Encarnacion getting called up. You're waiting for someone else to step up and be that guy near the top of the order, and Luciano ends up with a double. Villarroel, the two-run single. Gomez also coming through as well, so the Woodpeckers will have a two-run lead once this game gets to be picked up, but hopefully tomorrow. I think the forecast is looking a lot better tomorrow, and should be able to get in two conclusions for the price of one. But right now, if you're the Woodpeckers, you just want to keep that offense going, and you still know how important these games are with 4.5 games back in the division. Got a chance to directly knock into that deficit playing against the division leaders, and hopefully we try again tomorrow. Dryer, and we'll see. I think we're getting the news now as to when the resumption will be, and I'll let you take over with that, Chappie.
Yeah, still going to have a fireworks show tonight, it looks like. One of the good things about hanging around late tonight is still get to watch a show, but no more baseball to be played tonight. We are looking to resume at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Finish the 7-inning game here on the front end and then play another 7 after that, so the way it's looking, we're scheduled for 14 innings of baseball with you tomorrow on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network beginning at 5 o'clock p.m. right here in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Ball game suspended tonight. Woodpeckers 3-1 lead after 7 innings. After 2 innings. We'll ultimately play 7 innings beginning tomorrow. Pick up right where we left off, but this Friday night crowd still going to get a fireworks show for their price of admission. That will do it for our coverage of Woodpeckers baseball tonight on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fayetteville takes a 3-1 lead into tomorrow. Thanks for your patience tonight, and we'll be back with you tomorrow for about a 10-minute pregame show right around 4:50 p.m. before we get rolling for essentially a doubleheader after tonight's suspended contest. 3-1, we leave you on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey, thanks so much for tuning us in. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball live in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Suspended tonight against the River Dogs. Talk to you on Saturday.